Greetings! We do bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God our great pastor is coming to you. Thanking God for this great door of utterance. He's coming with the Word of God. We are God's covenant church, the church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelist. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad for this door of utterance, glad for our anointing that's going on, Moses and all the prophets, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Before we get started today, we want to hear this song by the choir, Salvation. We're going to talk about that, how that comes about. Choir.
Of a man in sin, a Gentile without hope and darkness, to and fro I was tossed, didn't know that I was lost, blinded by doctrines of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice. Through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how He's holy, preaching the lost to me, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice to accept His judgment, to follow whom He sent, to keep all His commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again, and my world turn upside down. What I truly found to be just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man, His escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through His sister as she testified of her life, she cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and His eyes were open at a revival.
Made a choice to accept His judgment.
Beautiful. Thank God. When salvation came. Thank God. When salvation came, we came out of the world. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We go any further? Our announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write or mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at 323-754-8302. And now our pastor.
Did we have more call letters, correspondence?
Yes.
Repeat that number, 323-754-8302. We'll be waiting for your call so we can talk about God.
Yes.
Because I want you to pray for us. Well, thank God. We pray in the will of God, and our prayer is that you might understand and know the Lord. That's the prayer that we want to pray for you. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, it sounds like I got an echo, this nation, this people is a wise and understanding people. Is that what I said? This great nation is a wise and understanding people. Thank God for the scripture. Let's go to Jeremiah 9:23. This is a very live broadcast. God's people are lively people. We're lively stones. We've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And my thought today is about glorying in the Lord. One may get a spirit behind one's glorying, saying you're boasting and you're arrogant or you're exalted. No, we're glad about knowing the Lord. And even Paul said there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. But somehow when you kind of lean on those scriptures and quote those today, they say, you think you're the only one saved. That is the only one that is saved. That's under the one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Isn't that beautiful? Jeremiah 9:23 reads like this. What does it say?
Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
So we have a lot of wise men today, and there's no doubt there's a lot of smart people out here. Einstein was one of them. And we have a lot of smart people today can budget the country's money, and some of our companions are smart like that. And I ain't that great in budgeting, but some know how to budget money. I can budget enough. Stay out of trouble. But you got some that are wise in knowledge about natural things.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Neither let the mighty man glory in his might.
A lot of strong men out here like unto Samson, strong. And they glory in their might. And then there's a lot of people that's strong in power. Got a lot of might. These politicians, they can move things, move all type of ordinances they set up, get them instituted, policies. They're mighty. Then you have presidents and kings and on and on and on. CEOs, mighty. What?
Let not the rich man glory in his riches.
Then those that got a lot of money, some born into it, born silver spoon in their mouth. And they ride around with chauffeurs. The mighty do that too. But that's not what you glory in. What?
But let him that glorieth glory in this.
This is what we should glory in. And I know that a lot of churchgoers, everything come out of their mouth. Lord this and Lord that. Now the Lord said, in that day many will say, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? Didn't I do this? He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. So it's all about glorying and knowing God. What did it say?
That he understandeth.
Let him glory that he understandeth. What?
And knoweth me.
And knoweth the Lord. What?
That I am the Lord.
That I am the Lord.
Which exercise loving
now
kindness.
Now this, if you know God, you know that he exercises loving kindness. What?
Judgment.
Judgment.
And righteousness.
And righteousness. Now that's more important because even that devil exercises loving kindness.
Right. Yes.
The devil exercises judgment. But righteousness in the earth, he don't do that.
Right.
The devil is not right. Mm-hmm. Almost. Uh-huh. But he's not righteous.
Right.
Say it again. But I am the Lord which exercise
loving kindness.
What?
Judgment.
Now wait a minute. So many of these churches and the devil have put out and put in the mouth of all these lying preachers, can no one judge you? Well, we don't judge one another if you're not put in that position to judge one another. Because those that are coming to God come to learn about God, not to sit and judge the one next to them.
Right.
But the one that's going to teach them about the Lord should bring forth judgment. Let judgment begin in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment what?
And righteousness.
And righteousness.
In the earth.
In the earth. That's in you and I.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Let's go to Revelation 22 and 16.
All right.
I want to see if the scripture is going to back me up with the mindset I have. Because
yes,
this is what we want to talk about. Loving kindness.
Yes.
Judgment. Righteousness in the earth. You, in you and I.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's not enough to say, but the Lord is our righteousness. That he is if you know him. And if you don't know the Lord, you don't know that you must do righteousness to say that he is our righteousness.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's
yes.
Right.
Revelation 22:16, what does it say?
22, thank you. Uh-huh. Sorry, Pastor.
I, Jesus,
what?
Have sent mine angel.
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel.
To testify unto you these things in the church.
Now this is what we're here for. Everyone that God has sent is sent to testify these things. Mm-hmm. What?
In the churches.
In the churches. And it's the things pertaining to loving kindness, judgment, righteousness. What?
I am the root.
I'm the root.
And the offspring of David.
So he was the one that brought David on, and he was the one that came forth from David.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a circle. No end to it. He's the start and the ending.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I am the root and the offspring
of David.
And what?
And the bright and morning star.
Let's go to Acts 1 and 2.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Because the Lord said, I've sent mine angel to testify of these things in the churches.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 1 and 2, what does it say?
Until the day in which he was taken up.
What?
After that he... Through the Holy Ghost.
After that, he threw the Holy Spirit through the Holy Ghost. Now remember, the scripture says, three bear record in heaven, Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three that bear record in the earth, the Spirit and the Blood.
Mm-hmm.
And these agree, Spirit, the Blood, and the water. Mm-hmm. We've been washed in the water, washed in his blood. We have the Spirit. We agree in the Father, in the Word, and we agree in the Holy Ghost, and they're one.
Yes.
And he, after rising from the earth until the day in which he was taken up, after that he threw the Holy Ghost, what?
Had given commandments.
He gave commandments. There you go right back again, back to the commandments.
Beautiful.
He gave commandments, what?
Unto the apostles.
He didn't arise talking about who he was going to get for nailing him to the cross. He was talking about salvation.
Yes.
Given commandments unto the apostles
whom he had chosen.
What?
To whom also he showed himself alive.
What?
After his passion by many infallible proofs.
What was he talking about?
being seen of them.
Seen of them what?
40 days.
40 days.
And speaking of the things.
Speaking of the things.
Pertaining to the kingdom
of
God.
So we are talking about righteousness because the scripture says, and the Lord said, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness. And all the things shall be added. Go back to Revelation 22. All right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So we're talking about if you want to know the Lord, know what is required, what he's calling for. God is calling for us not to sit around and talk about how they nailed him, but righteousness.
Yes.
The things pertaining to the kingdom. 22 and 14, what does it say?
Blessed are they.
Blessed are they.
That do his commandments.
That do, not just talk about it, but do his commandments. Because remember, he gave his apostles commandments to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That do his commandments, that what?
That they may have right.
They may have right.
To the tree of life.
What?
And may enter in through the gates into the city.
This city is the city of God. It's righteousness. It's the kingdom.
Yes.
For without what?
For without our dogs.
Dogs.
And sorcerers.
Now that's what the Lord said. Don't get upset when I say if you're outside of the commandments, you're a dog.
All right,
That's what the Lord is saying.
Yes.
Right out are dogs. What?
And sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
And whoremongers.
Whoremongers.
And murderers.
Wait a minute. I believe it says thou shalt not kill.
Go ahead.
Idolaters.
And whosoever.
Whosoever.
Loveth.
Loveth.
And maketh a lie.
Everybody know that Sunday keeping is a lie if you say Sunday is the day of rest. It's not. The Sabbath day, the seventh day, is the day of rest.
Yes, it is.
You can worship and have service any day you want. But the day of rest is the seventh day.
Yes.
It's the Sabbath of the Lord. Let's go to 1 John 2 and 3. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Just telling it like it is. Want to glory in knowing the Lord. And I know the Lord changes not. That I know.
Yes.
And you should know that too if you know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know that he didn't change from giving commandments that didn't have first day of the week worship in there. In the commandments it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 1 John 2 and 3, what does it say?
And hereby.
Hereby.
We do know that we know him.
Now here's the litmus test. Hereby. By this. Do we know. Now remember, let him that glorieth glory in this. That he understandeth and knoweth him.
Yes.
Knoweth and understand.
Yes.
And it's letting you but know, hereby do we know
that we know
that
him.
We know him what?
If we keep his commandments.
So if you're not a commandment keeper, you need to think about what the scripture is saying, what the Lord is saying through his anointed.
Yes.
What?
He that saith, I know him.
Everyone that say, I know the Lord, and you are a Sunday keeper, and more importantly, you're not living holy. I know the Lord. He that saith, I know him.
And keepeth not his commandments.
And keepeth not his commandments. What?
Is a liar.
You're a liar. That's what the scripture says. Don't get upset with Pastor Boyd here. I'm only bringing you the scripture. The scripture says you're a liar. What?
And the truth.
And the truth.
Is not in him.
That's what the scripture, I believe the scripture. Jeremiah 9 and 23. Let's read that again.
Yes.
Because it's talking about those that know the Lord. And you cannot beat people saying, churchgoers, I know the Lord. I love the Lord.
Right.
Well, the scripture is saying something different.
Yes.
9 and 23, what does it say?
Thus saith the Lord.
What?
Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom.
What? Read.
Neither let the mighty man glory in his might.
What?
Let not the rich man glory in his riches.
But what?
But let him that glorieth.
Let him that glorieth glory in this. What?
That he understandeth.
He understands.
And knoweth
that beautiful to understand the Lord. Understanding that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's the one that exercises what? Loving kindness. What?
Where are you, Pastor?
Loving kindness.
Loving kindness.
Judgment.
Judgment.
And righteousness in the earth.
St. John 13.
All right.
13 and 34, St. John.
Yes.
Beautiful.
If you know and understand this, you don't get intimidated or not so quick to call everybody your brother because they say they're Christian. Well, the scripture says, know them that labor among you. If I don't know your labor in the Lord, I cannot call you brother and sister. I can accept your testimony, but I want to know how you live. St. John 13 and 34, what does it say?
A new commandment.
New commandment, what?
I give unto you.
What?
That ye love one another.
Now, wait a minute. This is not 11th commandment. Because the new commandment is just a summation of keeping God's commandments. Right. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes. So instead of saying keep the commandments, he said, now the new commandment, just love. Mm-hmm. That's the new commandment. Love one another. What?
As I have loved you.
What? Now, wait a minute. The Lord loved us, but he told you. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. So the Lord didn't have to prove he loved God. He kept his commandments. He proved he loved man by loving the Lord and obeying his word.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What?
As I have loved you.
What?
That ye also love one another.
What?
By this.
By this.
Shall all men
know. Now, when he said love one another, he's talking to and about his disciples, not the world. Because he's talking about those that follow him. Mm-hmm. You that love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
And to love one another. Mm-hmm. Those in the church. By this shall all men know.
Know that ye are my disciples.
What?
If ye have love one to another.
Now we love everybody. Say John 14 and 15. We love everybody. Mm-hmm. And the Lord did also.
Yes.
But the love was between the disciples. Those that love God. Because man cannot love you the way those that love God love, because the world loves its own.
All right. Yes. All right.
14, 15, what does it say?
If ye love me,
what?
Keep my commandments.
What? And now read the 21st verse, skip down. What does it say?
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
So how can the Lord manifest himself to you if you're not a commandment keeper? You would make him a liar and make him have no contract with his people. This is a contract. It's like the Lord said, except the man deny himself, he cannot be my disciples. Mm-hmm. So you got one, don't deny himself anything. Well, I'm the Lord's disciple. So yeah, you are. No, you're not. The contract is, except you deny yourself. Yes. You cannot be it. The Lord means what he said. The Lord said, the very hairs of your head are numbered.
Yes.
Is that detailed?
Yes.
Let's go back to Jeremiah 9 and 24. Read that right quick. 9 and 24 says, let him that glorieth in this, that he understandeth.
And knoweth
me what?
That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness.
What?
Judgment.
So God is all about judgment. Go to Acts right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 24 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have judgment, you don't have the Lord. Mm-hmm. And you've got to have judgment. That's why he appointed those to judge.
Mm-hmm.
That you may learn about him and learn about yourself.
Yes.
Acts 24 and 22, what does it say?
And when
Felix what?
Heard these things, having more perfect knowledge.
Felix knew about the knowledge of Judaism.
Yes.
Because that's what Paul was in at that time. It was called the Jews' religion.
Yes.
He had knowledge about that way. What?
Perfect knowledge of that way. He deferred
them
and said,
when Lysias, the chief captain,
shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter.
Read the 24th verse. What does it say?
And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ.
What?
And as he reasoned of righteousness.
He reasoned of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because the scribes and Pharisees, they had a righteousness, but it was not of God.
Right.
But they had a ritual.
Yes.
They had a way about them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he reasoned of righteousness,
temperance,
what?
And judgment to come.
What?
Felix trembled and answered, go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.
He reasoned about judgment. And that's all that I'm asking, all that hear my voice, to reason about Judgment, yeah. St. John 3:1. Let's go there right quick. I know time is moving on.
Yes, Pastor.
But I want you to think about what the Lord says. St. John 3:1. If you want to know the Lord, know that the Lord don't say anything that he don't mean.
Right.
What did he say? 3:1, St. John.
There was a man.
What?
Of the Pharisees.
What?
Named Nicodemus.
What?
A ruler of the Jews.
What?
The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi.
What?
We know that thou art a teacher come from God.
What?
For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with
him. And many times one go to these churches and see all kind of things going on. People kicking up their shoes, running, performing, doing all kinds of, well, I know this is God. And people are honking and doing all kinds of things, loosening their tie. They say, oh, you anointed. They think they see God. What?
Jesus answered and said unto him,
what?
Verily, verily, I say
unto thee. Now listen to what the Lord is saying. I say unto thee, what?
Except a man.
Except a man.
Be born again. He cannot see the kingdom of
so
God.
So not only do you not enter into it unless you're born, you can't even see it.
Yeah.
So whatever you're looking at, if you haven't been born again, you cannot see God.
Right.
You can't see the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now remember it says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. So the kingdom is about the righteousness of God. Read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Uh-huh. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water,
water.
And of the Spirit,
what?
He cannot enter into the kingdom
so
of God.
So you cannot enter into the Spirit unless you're born of water and of the Spirit. Let's go to St. John 5:12, I believe it is. Right. We'll read that again.
Right.
You're talking about being born of the water and the Spirit. And if you have been born of the Spirit of God and of the water, 5:7 says this.
Mm-hmm.
5:7 says what?
Seven,
St. John. 1 John 5:7.
1 John? Or St. John?
Read.
1 John.
For there are three, five and seven. For there are three that bear record in heaven.
The Father.
The
Word.
The Word.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the Holy Ghost. And what?
Mm-hmm. And these three are one.
Now these three are one. Mm-hmm. What does 8 say?
And there. Mm-hmm. And there are three that bear witness in us.
Read. The Spirit.
The water.
And the water.
What? And the blood.
Now wait a minute. If you've been born of the water and the Spirit, you should have no problem agreeing in the Word, because the Word is the 10 precepts.
Yes.
You should have no problem understanding and agreeing that the seventh day is the Sabbath.